Good afternoon, Vibug members. Today, I'm going to give you a brief overview of the iHeartRadio app. The iHeartRadio app has been around since, I believe it was around 2010 when it was released. And back in the early days of the app's inception, it was not very accessible. But iHeartRadio has since redesigned the app and they've made a lot of accessibility improvements. Unfortunately, there are still some parts of the app that could be a little bit better in terms of accessibility, but it's definitely making strides to be more accessible. And the nice part about the iHeartRadio app is the app is free, unlike if you have a subscription to, let's say, SiriusXM or Spotify, or even TuneIn Radio that you have to pay for, the iHeartRadio app is free. You do have the option of creating a profile, but it's not required. iHeartRadio does have a paid subscription that you can upgrade to, and that gives you ad-free music. I mean, that's personal preference. The ads on the app don't bother me, considering that it's a free app and that's how they generate their, you know, able to keep the app free with those ads. But there is that option should you decide that you would like to upgrade to iHeartRadio Plus. You do have the option. I'm not sure on the pricing exactly since I don't have it, but when you click on upgrade, it will give you the pricing options there. And if I just start at the top of the screen, the first thing that I come to is you have a search button. That's just the general search. So there's 5 different tabs on the app, and each one of them does have a search field. But as a shortcut, you can use this general search feature to search for whatever it is that you're looking for. And the difference between using the general search versus if you were to use the search field on the radio tab or the playlists or the podcasts, this is going to search all of iHeartRadio. Whereas if you search the individual tabs, you're only going to get the results are only going to show on whatever tab you search for. So it's personal preference, again, as to how you want to do it. I personally think that this search field is a little bit more cluttered just because it's showing you everything. I much would prefer to search for something using the relevant tab. But again, the option is here if you do want to quickly search for something.
Notifications. You have no new notifications button.
And next you have notifications. So notifications, that could include things like if iHeartRadio is running a promotion, or if they're doing a ticket giveaway, or coming up here, they have their podcasting awards. So the app will send you notifications for that. And when you first set up the app, it will ask you if you want to allow push notifications. I would recommend not allowing push and just going into the notifications option within the app to check the notifications, because with the push notifications, sometimes that can get a little bit distracting, especially when you're getting a lot of notifications at one time.
Settings button.
And settings, here is where if you do have a profile, you can view that. And the nice thing about iHeartRadio is that once you sign in once, the app will remember your sign-in. You don't have to sign in each time you open the app if you don't want to. And here is also where, under your profile, it'll show you, you'll see, you know, the type of subscription you have, whether it's free or if you have the paid. And if you have the free subscription, there's an upgrade button, and that's where you would go to upgrade your subscription if you so choose.
Presets heading.
Presets, this is new. So with the introduction of the new iHeartRadio app, iHeartRadio they're trying to resemble more of your car radio feel. If you're familiar with a car radio and you have the different presets there, the iHeartRadio app, their new design is essentially mirroring what you would have on a car radio. So it's very similar to that in terms of how the app is laid out. And I'm just going to flick to the right here.
Edit presets.
And here, when you click on this edit presets button, this is where you would go into editing your presets. So you can do things like delete, reorganize. And so this is the only way if you want to remove a preset, this is the only way to do it. Typically with other apps like Utunes, you can simply swipe up and down when you're focused on a preset. But unfortunately, the iHeartRadio app, it does not seem to support that feature. So if you do want to change anything within your presets, you'll need to click this edit button.
Clay 99.5 WGAR.
And in here, it's just a standard flick left and right to toggle through your presets. And then when you want to play a particular preset, you can simply double tap. And I'll go ahead and double tap on one just to show you what the player controls look like. So when you open this up, there's a couple different screens you might see. Sometimes when you click on the app, when you click on play, it might open just like a mini player and it'll keep the presets in the presets in the background. But other times you might get the full player screen. So I'll just flick to the right.
Search button, notifications,
and you've got
set increase, edit, play,
yeah,
99.5 WGAR.
Really, and the nice thing, if you want to just change a preset, all you need to do is you just flick to the right, double tap on the one you want, and iHeartRadio will automatically flip to that for you. It's a lot easier in this respect than SiriusXM, where it's that interface is a little bit clunky as far as being able to play like favorites and things like that. This is very similar to the car radio. And there is a limit to the number of presets that you can add. And iHeartRadio will tell you, if you run out of presets, it will tell you that you're full and you need to delete one. And like I said earlier, the iHeartRadio, if you're familiar with the typical Apple app design, you do have the tabs at the bottom. So I'll just show you real quick.
Tab pop rate search, tab selected, home.
So
tab
when you open the app by default, you're going to be on the home tab, which, you know, that has all of the options mentioned earlier. So that's where your presets are. You know, that's how you can get to your settings, your notifications, and things like that.
Search tab,
and then the next tab is a search, and I'll just do a quick search just to show you what that looks like.
Loading,
and it sometimes the app takes a minute to load depending on your internet connection, or if there's a lot of people using the app, sometimes you might notice that it's running a little bit slower than usual. So just give it, when you double tap on something, just give it a few seconds, you know, to fully load the screen before trying to interact the app.
What do you want to listen to? Search field.
And at the very, very top of the screen,
double tap.
The nice thing about this is VoiceOver clearly says, you know, what would you like to search for? And you are immediately placed on that search field. So you can simply double tap, type in what you want, and then hit enter.
Most popular podcasts, heading.
And here, I have nothing in the search field, but if you did, this is where your search results would be. There's different categories. So the easiest way that I found to navigate this is to turn your rotor to headings.
I'll just
do a quick search here.
Field is editing.
I'm just going
to
type
what
in.
Do you want to listen to? Word mode. Insertion.
I'm just
going to
type
start.
In a just a random
use
artist
the rotor
here.
To access Miss A R R E loading. U N D E R W O O D. Keyboard hidden. Cancel button.
And here, after you've done the search field, you do have a cancel button. So you can, if you decide that, oh, I don't want to search for that after all, you can simply click that, double tap that cancel button, and it will not perform the search for you.
I'll tab 1 of 8.
This just gives you all of the different categories that you can search. So you've got all
live stations.
Live stations. So the live stations, that's where if you type in a certain artist, any stations that play that artist, that's what the live stations will show you.
Artists. Tab 3.
And artists, you know, that'll just have like the artist on there.
Podcasts. Tab 4.
And
eight.
Here, so this is just like you can search by, you know, all is just going to search everything. Artists. Podcasts. So these are just the different categories that you can select to filter when you're doing your search.
Episodes, tab songs, tab 6 of 8.
And the songs, like that just lists all the songs that that artist has.
Selected albums.
You can even do it by album. So I'm just going to do
songs, tab 6.
I'm just
going
to do songs.
Loading.
And like I said earlier, the easiest way to navigate this screen once you've selected your category that you want to search by is to turn your rotor to headings.
Speaking rate, hints, braille screen input, stopping braille screen input, Carrie Underwood, swipe right, output braille table, headings, all songs, heading.
So now VoiceOver brought me to all songs, so I can simply...
I want to remember feature...
I can simply just double tap. I can just swipe through all of these.
Made famous by Carrie Underwood. The smooth jazz, Cowboy Casanova, I'm Gonna Love You. I'm Gonna Love You. Originally performed by Cody Johnson.
And you can...
Carrie Underwood instrumental more options.
And when you find one that you want, you can simply just double tap on it and it'll start playing. And the player is, it's very similar to, if you're familiar with the music app player at all, when you go into Control Center, it's going to be very similar to how that looks. So you'll have, you know, you'll have a pause button, you'll have, and you have the option too on the player to, you can actually buy a song on iTunes if you decide that, oh, you know, I want to, you know, I want to buy whichever song. So you have a lot of flexibility, you know, when you find a song that you like. You can even create playlists. I personally haven't experimented with the playlist creation, so I'm not 100% sure how accessible that part is, but there is that option there of, you know, creating that playlist, you know, with those songs that you want to search for. So that's search.
Radio.
So radio is the next tab that we come to. So you can, with that, there's a lot of different stations here too. An artist might generate their own radio station that you can listen to, but you can listen to stations that are in your area, or you can even listen to a station that's, you know, outside of your, you know, listening area. So it's really handy. Let's say if you're going on a trip and you don't want to lose your favorite station when you're traveling, you can, if it's on iHeart, you can actually go in here and you can actually pull up that station and you can stream it on the app. So the radio part is just a very versatile part of it. And you can, you know, you can either search by genre, or it also gives you a list of the genres that you can choose from. And then it gives you, and it gives you a whole bunch of stations both in there, like live, or there's also some commercial free stations that are not necessarily tied to a specific metro area, but they play, you know, a specific genre. And the genres, it's a wide array of genres. So if you, you know, so if you're into classic rock, for example, there might be subgenres of that classic rock genre that you, you know, that are able to choose from. You can really narrow down what you want to listen to based on the genre that you choose. I wouldn't say it's quite as diverse as SiriusXM, but it's pretty close. They're adding stations all the time. So, you know, if whatever you like is not on there, chances are in a future update, it probably will be there.
Podcasts.
And podcasts. So iHeartRadio, they're fairly popular as far as podcasting goes. I mean, I wouldn't say that they're quite as popular as something like Overcast or Downcast, but or even the Apple Podcasts app, but iHeartRadio, I mean, it definitely has, they do have a lot of podcasts, and I don't tend to do a lot with podcasting, so I'm not sure whether they have any of the blindness specific ones on here, but if you're into podcasts, it's definitely something worth checking out, because, you know, the iHeartRadio app is free, whereas some of these other apps like Overcast and Downcast, you know, there's a cost. It definitely would be worth checking out to see if there's some of the more popular blindness podcasts on iHeartRadio, because you never know, there might be. Or if they're not, perhaps we could reach out to them and see if they would be willing to carry some of those.
Playlists. Tab
playlists. So the last tab that we come to is the playlist tab. And this is where, if you created a playlist, this is where you would find it. This is a tab that I haven't dove into very much. I don't tend to do a lot with playlists, even on like YouTube or even on Apple. That's not something that I really do a lot. So I don't have a lot of experience with doing the playlists and things like that. But, you know, but that option is there if that is something that you're into. So that's just a general overview of the iHeartRadio app. There's so much to it that it would be impossible to cover all of it. but that's just a general overview for you.